This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are visiting with Heather McCarthy, co-founder of Someone Special Uniquely Personalized Books, a company that creates personalized picture books for children with special needs. Heather, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, Heather. So tell us a little bit about Someone Special Books to kick things off today.
Sure. Someone Special Uniquely Personalized Books creates personalized picture books for children with special needs. We currently have 13 books with a variety of special needs, conditions, and disabilities such as autism, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, epilepsy, diabetes, food allergies, and a bunch more. Our books first start off with talking about the child's hobbies and interests to show how we're all more alike than we are different. And then the book gets into their special need or condition, and we actually leave the very last page of our books blank for the parents or customer to truly customize the book for the child and make sure they get all the information that they want added into their book.
Of course, you know, this question's coming. Tell us how you came up with the idea for this product.
Well, Kate Ryan, and the other co-founder, and I were actually both teachers and moms, so we never really thought that we would be small business owners or entrepreneurs. But in 2009, my daughter Maya was born with a rare metabolic condition called propionic acidemia. And it basically means that her body can't process proteins properly. So she has special medications and formulas, but she has a very strict diet. And so when she was getting ready to go to school, I was extremely nervous on how I was going to explain this condition to not only her teacher, but to a room full of four-year-olds that really needed to understand some key issues with Maya so that she could be safe, happy, and healthy in school. So I used my background as a teacher to create her a little picture book that talked about her hobbies and interests and then also this condition. And when I was telling Kate about it, she just thought, wow, there's millions of other children just like Maya that have some kind of special need that could really use a book like this. And the idea was just born and we went with it.
You certainly are meeting a need in the marketplace, if you call it a marketplace. Now, you had the idea and you had the passion, obviously. How did you put it all together to launch your business?
Well, we were a little nervous not having any business background at all, and we had the passion for it. We were inspired. We knew we wanted to do it, and so we started researching crowdfunding, and we ended up running a very successful Kickstarter campaign, and we found that there are a lot of other people with the same passion as us to help children with special needs and to help spread the message of acceptance and awareness. So once the ball started rolling, we won a Mom's Choice Award. We were named the 2016 American Small Business Championship through SCORE. We started getting national coverage. We're located in Chicago, but we were contacted by California. And once everything started coming together, we started getting orders from all across the nation, and everything just kind of fell into place. And so we went from being just two teachers with no idea how to run a business follow our passion, get some mentors and help, and now we're small business owners.
And this is why we have you here today. We certainly are inspired by your story today. We are joined by Heather McCarthy, co-founder of Someone Special, Uniquely Personalized Books, a company that creates personalized picture books for children with special needs here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. DesignCrowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on DesignCrowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast. For a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on DesignCrowd. Now, Heather, is it all moms ordering your personalized books, or who are making the purchases?
Well, with one in every five school-age child having some kind of special need, we fit into a few different markets. We definitely have a lot of moms, family members, caregivers that order our books, but we also have a secondary market of schools. Teachers, principals, social workers are finding our books very helpful because it gives them a great resource, a great tool, just the right words to use to help spread this message of acceptance and awareness and kindness. And we've just now realized that we fall into a third market where there's a lot of national organizations and hospitals that really are benefiting from ordering a larger quantity of our books to be passed out to the children that they're trying to help.
What would you say the future holds for Someone Special Books? Anything that you have in the works, or what is your vision in that regard?
We're currently looking into ebooks, and we've been contacted by a lot of people that would really like us to expand our product line. There's a demand right now for books for children with heart conditions and also sensory processing disorders. And we've had a couple organizations contact us about putting together a book for children who have cancer. So our main message is acceptance, awareness, kindness. So with each group that contacts us and asks us to expand our line, we meet with some focus groups and get their input, and then try and create a book that will help meet their needs.
In conclusion, what tip can you give to fellow entrepreneurs who have a passion that they would like to transform into a successful business like you have?
If I had to give anyone a tip that had the passion, was interested, and something was holding them back, I would say just go for it. Kate and I are moms, we're teachers, we never imagined being small business owners, and if we just sat around in the staff room and talked about all the reasons why this couldn't work, or it wouldn't work, or we don't have the time, or we don't have the money, and focused on that, it never would have happened. But we took our passion and we turned it into a very successful business. So we would just say, if you have a desire, if you have the passion, go for it. Because when you do what you love, you're bound to be successful.
I couldn't agree more, and I think your story is certainly inspiring, and we wish you continued success. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Someone Special Books.
They can go to our website, which is SomeoneSpecialBooks.com. They can also find Someone Special Uniquely Personalized Books on Facebook and at @unique_books on Twitter.
Well, once again, you're doing a fabulous job, and we certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and hopefully we can get you back with Kate as well for an update interview right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Heather McCarthy. She is the co-founder of Someone Special Uniquely Personalized Books, a company that creates personalized picture books for children with special needs. And for more information and to make purchase accordingly, visit SomeoneSpecialBooks.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.